From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver and the Los Angeles Public Schools started a food fight this week. The second season of the ABC reality show Food Revolution features Oliver bad-mouthing L.A. school lunches. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that the school district is now fighting back with some new cuisine.
Jamie Oliver was first praised in his native England for helping revamp school lunch menus, and last year on TV, he crusaded in Huntington, West Virginia. Now his Emmy-winning reality show is targeting the second-largest school district in the country, Los Angeles.
A city that feeds over 500,000 processed meals to school children every day.
Is this your school lunch?
Do you know what meat it is?
Does anyone know what that is?
Why can't we put better food on the plates for those kids?
Episode 1 shows L.A. public school officials barring Oliver's cameras.
You will not be in our schools.
I've just received a call that all permits have been revoked for our show.
They will not let me into any school, which means it's war.
So at his own test kitchen, the British Crusader invites a group of L.A. students and parents to bring in food from their school cafeterias.
That's stewed fruit in sugar syrup, good old chocolate milk's back, and what's that, a waffle? Uh-huh. What else have we got here?
Breakfast, donut, frosting.
Right. Pizza and fries.
Then Oliver demonstrates how much sugar is added to the flavored milk in L.A. schools every week by filling up a school bus with 57 tons of white sand.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it dramatic because I want people to care.
The morning after Food Revolution aired, L.A. school executive chef David Binkle fired back.
The food that we serve is healthy and nutritious and very good quality.
Binkle told reporters his menus have less sodium and fat than federal requirements, but 75% of the milk L.A. students drink is chocolate and strawberry flavored. Still, Dennis Barrett, who heads the district's food services, said Oliver's show was misleading.
We don't serve pop and candy bars at schools. We're not allowed to serve a lot of the things that were shown.
L.A. officials originally turned down Oliver's request to film in schools in an attempt to avoid the kind of conflict and drama depicted on reality TV. Spokesman Robert Alanis says last fall the district was burned by the show School Pride, which did a campus makeover.
What we ended up was with a bill of $106,000 taxpayer money for work that they did, shoddy work that they did.
After the episode aired, news reporters were allowed to tour the district's central kitchen facility. Here, 122 million meals a year are packaged for LA students. The challenge is to create healthy meals that cost no more than 77 cents each. And every week here, school children like Alexis Gallardo and Myra Bombardo taste test upcoming school lunches.
I like the tostada the best.
Yeah.
The chocolate cup is not very healthy.
Yeah, but it's yummy.
At nearby Bravo Magnet High School, the lunch crowd was less enthusiastic about the new meatloaf patties on the menu.
That's pretty nasty. I wouldn't even feed that to my dog.
14-year-old Mark Anthony Torres says he'd rather eat chips and candy than the greasy cafeteria food, but he's all for organic foods and a salad bar.
Yeah, I do agree. It should be a food revolution. Even though they say the food's healthy here, I know it's not. This is microwave food.
L.A. district officials touted their newest offerings, such as sushi rolls, chicken tandoori, and pad thai. Spokesman Alanis says the menu changes are not in response to the reality show's pressure. Still, he says Chef Oliver has an open invitation.
Jamie, come in, help us put together a healthier, tastier menu, but leave your cameras behind.
One upcoming Food Revolution episode shows Jamie Oliver briefly getting into one L.A. public school before getting kicked out. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.